All praise and glory to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Peace and blessings and constantly shower upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad, the master of the first and the last of humanity. As to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to be moving through his last revelation. And this is a blessing that we may not understand or see today, but inshallah, when we make the transition from this world into the next, we will then see the benefits and blessings of the Book of Allah. And the great ulama have shown us that there are three aspects of sincerity to the Quran. The first is tahsin tilawatihi, the second, tadabbur ayatihi, and the third, ittiba' al-amin. So the first part of sincerity is to read it according to the rules of tajweed, to read it in the beautiful way of the revelation. But the second part, after tilawa, is tadabbur, and that is that you reflect upon what you have just read. And that reflection should lead you to the third part, which is that you implement it, you practice what you have been reflecting on. And so we have reached the second part, where we are reflecting on the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And six of the chapters we have read, three of them, six of the chapters where we are put by the scholars of tafsir into a grouping. And this some even call the Alif Lam Mim Ra series, because all of them except for one begin with the letters Alif Lam Mim or Alif Lam Mim Ra, Alif Lam Ra. It begins with these letters, which we understand from the scholars is a type of tanbih. And so it was to gain attention. Allah did not reveal the meaning of these letters. But definitely if somebody in those days started off talking by saying Alif Lam Mim, everybody would turn around. Because that's not normally what somebody would say. And then it goes in. So these particular chapters have a type of tanbih in order to gain the attention of those people who are listening. And so just by that alone, you can get the hint that they're actually Meccan surahs. Because it was in Mecca that the people were totally away from the belief in one God and needed to be sort of jolted in order to pay attention. In the Medina period, alhamdulillah, there were already believers. There were people who were just thirsty and waiting for the revelation. And so these chapters, Surah Yunus, Surah Hud, Yusuf, Ra'd, and Ibrahim. It is these chapters which is in this Alif Lam Mim series. And we have reached Surah Ra'd. And this is a chapter along with the other ones which emphasizes the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only in the universe, but the power of Allah in our lives. And so it connects the two. Because the Arabs realized that there was a higher being. So the name Allah was being used alongside of Al-Lat and Uzza and Su'ah and the different so-called gods of the Mushrikeen. So they knew there was a creator, and they mentioned his name. But in their understandings, that creator did not have much of an impact on our earthly lives. He was mainly in the heavens, ordering the universe, but people's lives were ordered by themselves. So it is this type of thinking which is being changed around, challenged by the Book of Allah. And in the 11th verse, which for me and many is one of the crucial chapters or verses in this particular chapter, and for me it's one of the most important verses outside of the scriptures of Allah in the whole world. And this is where Allah says, لَهُ مُعَقَّبَاتٍ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ وَمَا لَهُ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ. So these verses are saying that the human being is surrounded by angels, that there are angels, there are beings unseen on the right, in back, in front, and they are the ones who protect him or who guide him through the commands of Allah. But surely Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change that which is in themselves. And if Allah wants for a people to be destroyed, to get evil, then there is no protector for these people. So you can see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then deals with the mentality of the human being, showing the human being that the unseen, the power of the unseen is around you. It surrounds you, but if you want to connect to the power, if you want to gain something from the power, then you have to make a move and change that which is in yourself. That change happened to people historically when things were good for them and they started to do wrong, then their conditions were changed. But it also works in the opposite way when things are going wrong, when things are difficult, and they make the internal change, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can then bring about a miraculous change in the external world. But still, if these people do not make the change, then they cannot expect any protector, anybody who will stand in the way of the commands of Allah when they actually come to take place. And so, this is a very important section that we continually look at, especially in the condition of the Muslims today. And we recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has even given gems within this chapter, gems of wisdom, even with issues such as qadr, the will of Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed what would happen. But in this chapter, you find there is a special bit of information where Allah is saying, لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٍ يَمْهُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتْ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. So Allah said that for every ajal, for every time framework, there is a book, there is a written book in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, in the highest level. However, يَمْهُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ, Allah can erase something from the book. This is a serious part of this chapter. Allah can erase. He erases from the book and he maintains that which is in the book. Because the mother of all knowledge, Ummul Kitab, that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this again shows us, gives us some special knowledge. These are special parables that we can actually apply to our life. The other takes us to the Day of Judgment. Because in the Meccan period, the people were in need of connecting to the Akhirah. So the Day of Judgment is described. That there would be a day when all human beings would have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This concept of the Day of Judgment was not with the Arabs in particular at that point in time. And so it is introduced to them that this day will come. You will die, you will turn to dust, but there is your soul will be resurrected. It will come to life again. You will have a body. You will face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see all your deeds. And then in this scenario, when people now are hoping for all of the promises that were made to them in this world, if you do certain things, you're going to get money. You'll be successful. And these were the promises of the shaitan wa iyyadh billah. And so the Quran says in these powerful words, when the people are crying out, the judgment is coming, and they're calling out, where is this shaitan? Where is this thing, this person? Appeared to be a person, appeared to be some kind of being whispering to me that if I do certain things, I'll be successful. And the Quran says, and Satan will say, when the matter is decided, it was Allah who gave you a promise of truth. I too promised you, but I failed in my promise to you. I had no authority over you, but I called you and you came. I have no power over you. That's what the shaitan is going to say at the end. All the promises that were given to us, people following their desires, following society, in the end, he will say, I have no real power over you, but I called you, internet, television, right? I called you, advertisement, and you came. So don't blame me. Blame yourself. So these are some of the amazing bits of information that we will be going through, inshallah, when we are going through Surah Al-Rad, Surah Ibrahim, and Hijrah, and Surah Al-Nahl. These are very important Alif Lam Mim Ra chapters. It's a special series. We're coming out of the series into Surah Al-Nahl, which will take us to another whole framework of thinking. May Allah give us the best in this month of Ramadan. May Allah help us to not only read the Quran beautifully, but to reflect on it and to put it into our lives. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.